back here on the Boston Man Show with Drew Chronic, Mercer Bears football coach. They're 5-2. Road game with the Citadel this weekend. Coach Chronic, how are things going? Did you guys out there make it, man?
Everything's good. It's cooling down a little bit. You know, it's making Georgia can be very hot, especially in the summer and the early fall. So we've had a little cooler weather this week, and I think our team's getting better, you know, and been here not quite. This is our second season, and I'm proud of our kids. We've come a long way.
Yeah, you've already matched last year's win total, 5 wins already with four games to play. So that's make you really happy looking at the progress you've already made in your second year as the coach here at Mercer and seeing your guys gel more and buy into your culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a blessing. You know, we came in December of 2019, and, you know, it was a situation that we had to come in and we had to fix it, you know, and got about 3 months in and going through our off-season program, and then got 3 days into spring practice and COVID hit, you know, and so we had to send everybody home. So there were a lot of challenges with that. You know, we got a lot of Zoom meetings, okay, and did a lot of teaching on Zoom install, did a lot of leadership development and just devotions and just team building to the best of our ability, you know, on Zoom, and just trying to build relationships. I really believe that the way you build culture is for kids to know you love them.
Oh yeah.
But you're going to be hard on them. Okay. And if you can get both those things going, then you got a chance, because a kid knows you love him now, he'll let you coach him hard, you know? So we're building that culture. We got back in the fall, last fall, and our conference decided to play a spring schedule. So the SoCon, we said, you know, we had an 8-game spring schedule, but we went ahead and played 3 games that fall. Our administrators here, man, they did a great job just finding us 3 games to play. And I felt like that maybe allowed us to catch up from missing the spring practice a little bit. And then in the spring, you could see us slowly becoming more confident and getting better. And all of a sudden, we had the best conference record in the history of the school in the spring. Just a total change of the way we view ourselves, you know, and a few kids found an exit ramp. Some of the kids needed to get out of here, and that was probably best for us. But a lot of kids bought in, and we brought in some more guys, and had a great summer. Right now we're tied for first in the conference, and I'm just really proud of the progress. I'm proud of our attitudes. We still got a lot of work to do. Okay. We got a lot of work to do, and we still have to learn how to be a champion every single day. We're getting closer on that, okay? But what a champion does, how he acts every single day, and then become a champion. We've got to work our way towards doing that. But I'm so thankful for the progress we've made. I'm thankful for our kids. I like being around our players. I have a phenomenal staff. A lot of guys came with me from Lenoir Ryan, where we had a lot of success, and so they understand how we want to do things, want to honor the Lord the way we work and do things with Christian values but be hard on these kids and hold them accountable and teach them how to work, you know, teach them how to earn things and proud of my staff and just proud of the progress. Now we still got to go show up and play really good on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Okay? All that stuff is well and good, but it's got to show up on the field. We're coming off probably our most complete game that we've played. Again, you know, last Saturday at Swapper, we played really well, especially following a really bad game the Saturday before. Felt like we bounced back. So we got to continue to move in that direction and trend upwards.
Coach, I loved how Fred Payton played. Then you had a 1-2 punch with Fred Davis and Al Wooten in the backfield there. So talk about those three young men's play on Saturday against Wofford this past week.
Yeah, you know, Fred Payton continues to get better, you know, transferred in from Coastal Carolina, was not able to participate with us in the spring because he had played at Coastal in the fall. And of course, Carter Peavy was our starter in the spring, and Carter Peavy is a really good quarterback too. And I felt like, you know, Fred has come in and you know, separated himself a little bit, and he gets better every week. I thought great bounce back game for him this past weekend, after not playing well the week before. And he overcame some things this game. He had 2 turnovers in the first half and just didn't let it get him down, kept playing and really played good football in the second half, especially. And he's a very talented young man, and he's learning every week at our system. He just gets more and more comfortable. He's a guy that can make all the throws, but he can also hurt you with his feet, you know, his understanding is getting better and better. His teammates are trusting him. You know, Fred Davis is a running back who played the Joker position for us in the spring, and now because we were thin, and I felt like, you know, this fall we were able to move him back to his natural position, which is just playing that running back spot. And he's done some really good things. He's run the ball well, and of course Brandon Marshall's also played that position, and that's been a good 1-2 punch. And then Al Wooten now is, you know, really came in and had a good game this past Saturday, and so it's nice to have. You know, some, you know, they can keep those guys fresh, roll them in a little bit there, and ride them a little bit. So, yeah, those guys are doing a good job. Need them to do a good job Saturday.
Yeah, Coach, what I like about it is you can attack somebody from the pass with Fred or your backs, because when a defense does not know what's coming, they can't just load up against you, aid in the box. They got to respect everything. So that's what I love about your offense. Yeah. They have to respect every aspect of your offense. They can't just say, hey, we're going to run the ball, you're going to pass every down. So, hey, you put that defense coordinator in a bad spot before they even get started.
Well, we hope to, you know, we're a little different offensively, you know, and there's some old wing tee principles in there a little bit. And, you know, but we want to run the football, you know, make no mistake. We want to have a good ground game. But I feel like we have pieces in the passing game to where we can be very balanced. And, you know, I feel like when we're being pretty efficient in the passing game, we become very difficult to defend. And the other day I think we were maybe 20 out of 28, something like that in the passing game for it was probably 350 yards. That was a really good day for us throwing the ball. And hopefully we can be difficult to defend, because you've got to cover everything. You've got to cover everything from sideline to sideline. You've got to cover things vertically down the field. You got to make sure you play the right gaps. You got to see all the different formations, movements, and motions that we do. You know, you got to play sound defense. And, you know, so hopefully we can continue to play well offensively.
And Coach, what I also like about what your program is, Coach, this COVID year. So you guys will be a little older. A guy's been in your program a year longer. So as you build your culture and build your standards, hey, you have a guy that's an extra year to help for the young guys in the pipeline coming in, can get taught the same ways, same values, the same morals you want your team to have, because this extra year they got through the last year's COVID year.
There's no doubt about it. You know, and honestly, we had a bunch of true freshmen play a lot of football in the spring. You know, 8 games in the spring. And, you know, there were times in the spring where you looked up, there was a true freshman center snapping to a true freshman quarterback, throwing to a true freshman receiver, handing to a true freshman. I mean, you know, it was a lot of young guys, but they played some football, but they didn't lose that year of eligibility. So they got a lot of experience. So you keep looking up, and a lot of these guys we're talking about still have 3 years of eligibility after this fall, which is extremely exciting, especially on the offensive side of the ball. It's still a young group. You know, and that's exciting, because we know we can continue to develop. And like you said, you know, there's a lot of addition by subtraction. So we had guys that didn't want to do it our way that left, and that's okay. And so now we've got a standard set to where, okay, the next signing class that comes in, they see these other guys, and it just starts to kind of run itself a little bit, you know, because the older guys are understanding, man, when I do things the right way, I have success. You know, when we do things the right way, treat people good, work hard, show up ready to go, do good academically, you know, do right in our relationships, that I end up having success. That will trickle down, and that will continue to grow, and that glue will dry and harden till it'll – a lot of times the older guys will just take so much responsibility. I don't have to do it. You know, when you first come into a program, your coaches have to do all the leading, okay? Then as you get it established and the guys start having some success and seeing that doing right makes me better, all of a sudden it becomes more player driven, you know? So that's where you want to get to. And I see us heading in that direction.
I love your roster, Coach. A lot of guys from Georgia, all parts of Georgia. So I feel like, Coach, with this portal thing here, for guys who go out of state or don't get to play where they want them, they can come back to Mercer, a great university, a great time to make it and play for you, because they've seen your success already in year two. So I feel like for guys who want to come back home, Mercer's a great option for them to play and play for you and play in your system. I feel like you'll help these young men become better men and better players on the field as well.
Yeah, I mean, winning is your best recruiter. Okay. And people can see when, you know, just from the top down, our president, our AD, they're hearing a consistent message. Everybody here wants to do it right, wants to be successful, wants to win. And we have leadership here, our administrators, that want to give us what we need to be successful. So you see the winning, you see the improvement, you come in, you have a visit with us, you see a staff that talks about the right things, you hear a president that talks about the right things, you see the commitment to the program, the beautiful facilities, you see a great educational institution. Mercer is one of the top 10 private schools in the South. And you can attract good people here. And you're right. I mean, we're in as good a high school football state as there is in the country. Okay. Right in the middle of the state of Georgia. And there's also kids who, yeah, they go maybe to a bigger school from the state of Georgia. And then, you know, they want a different opportunity. And we always want to be, we want to build our program with high school kids, but you know, with the transfer portal and everything like it is these days, when you can find the right kid that fits your culture, it is definitely helpful to be able to get a good football player, maybe coming back closer to home, you know, to join your program. So we definitely, you know, have had some help in the portal over the last 8 months, you know, but it winning is your best recruiter, to make no mistake about it. And then people seeing that, you know, when they talk to our players, I think our players understand that these coaches care about them, and you can't fake that. Okay. And so other people see that and they want to be a part of that. And that's what we want to build. That's the way you keep people, is you build a good culture where everybody feels like they're having a good experience. And that's what we want to have here.
And Macon's growing as well. When I come through Macon, I see all the growth they're making, downtown Macon. So Macon's on the rise as well. So the kids come to a city that's on the rise and growing, community that's vibrant as well, with a lot of opportunities being near Atlanta as well. So I feel like you're in a good spot, and I love it. You're an AD, president. I see what they're doing with Greg Gary and basketball. Women's basketball is good as well. So Mercer is on the rise, people. And I tell you guys, Macon's a great town. I live in Starbridge. I'm about hour away from Macon, so I know our family in Macon, so I like Macon's is growing. So I'm all about Mercer Bears sports, because I feel like you all are great, have something special down there on Mercer University Avenue, coach. I love it down there, brother.
Yeah, we're blessed, and I was excited to have this opportunity to be the head football coach here. You know, this was great for me. My dad's been a high school coach in the state of Georgia for 35 years when he retired, and so I'm an hour away from my family. I'm an hour away from my wife's family. They're from Noonan, Georgia. You know, and Macon is a city that has changed so much over the past 15 years. Our president loves, you know, President Wood loves the city of Macon. He loves Mercer, and he has done a great job partnering. I think Mercer's had such a positive effect over the last 15 years on the city. There's so much about downtown that has changed and been refurbished. There's lots of people moving back into the city. A lot of homes being redone, a lot of new homes built. I think that, you know, from the economy and the industry in this area, it's growing. I like living in Macon. My family loves being here. My kids go to school in downtown. You know, so I think it is a great place to be. You can, like you said, you can get to Atlanta in an hour. You know, you can get down to the beach in 4 hours. I mean, it's, you know, it's a great place to be. And I think people are seeing that. I really do.
Coach Carter, my dad was a coach as well. So let me ask you this, man. When did you get the bug to become a coach? I say I want to be in radio. I want no parts of coaching. But my dad was a coach. So when did you decide that you want to get into coaching, man?
I've been eat up with this since I was probably 4 or 5 years old. Okay. And I remember, you know, my dad was the head coach at LaGrange back in the early 80s. You know, and so I was born in 74. So I was, you know, 5, 6, you know, 7 years old, 8 years old there. And I just remember sitting in his office, and he had that old, what is it, 16 millimeter film, you know, and it would break every once in a while, and he'd tape it back together. And I just remember being eat up with it from the time I was little. And I don't know if I'd know how to do anything else. I love my job. I love being around these young men. I love being around our staff, and just love what we get to do. Because you're dealing with relationships, and you're helping folks get better. But you're also scratching that competitive itch that, you know, that I have personally, you know, and it's never a dull moment, you know, because you're everything, you know, the scenery always changes, the people, you get a new class come in, you get to see guys graduate and go on and become husbands and fathers. I mean, there's nothing boring about what we do. I promise you, we're busy and we're active and we're dealing with people, and we get to compete, you know, I got the best job in the world. It's not like going to work every day. It's like going to have fun every day.
Yes, indeed. With Coach Chronic, thank you for your time this morning. I'll be cheering for you guys. I look forward to seeing you in person real soon, Coach, and I'll definitely be cheering for Mercer Bears, football, basketball, everything down Mercer. I love you guys down there, man. You be safe. I'll talk to you real soon now.
Okay, God bless you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Coach. Be safe, man.